I'll now hand over to Elaine for more stories from this week's Evening News.
Now we have more stories from Norwich. The fine city has recently been described as a scruffy mess, and councillors are urged to tidy the place up. A hidden underground place is being opened up to visitors, and a meeting place for bikers may be moved. A blue plaque commemorating Louis Marchese will be erected near Cinema City, while the Carrow Hill School, close to Chatterbox headquarters, is up for sale. Phil will start with the scruffy mess.
It's known as a fine city, but for some people, Norwich's storied streets could do with more than just a spring clean. Councillors have been told to get a grip on the mess and tidy the city following complaints its streets were looking scruffy. Now City Hall has agreed to spend £313,000 on projects aiming to spruce up Norwich, including investing in more enforcement officers to stop people making a mess. Under the plans, the cash will go towards preventing and cleaning fly-tipping and graffiti, as well as targeting untidy and vacant land and buildings. At a recent meeting, councillors said one of the biggest complaints raised by people living in the city was that they wanted the authority to do more to stop the area from looking scruffy. Several of the city's alleyways have been covered in graffiti, while some major buildings on the High Street, including the former Debenhams building and the closed Wilko and Poundland stores in St Stephen Street, have remained boarded up for a number of years.
One of Norwich's best-kept secrets is opening up for the first time as part of a new city tour. A hidden space beneath Upper St Giles Street is to be unlocked in a new experience called the Old Rifle Range and Underground Norwich Tour. Launched by the Shoebox Experiences, a non-profit organisation in the city, visitors will learn about the myths of what lies beneath the streets of Norwich. Lisa Willett, Customer Experience Manager for the Shoebox Experiences, said, "It has never been open to the general public before. We believe it was built in the 1700s and was a wine cellar from 1783 onwards. It then became home to Eton Rifle Club in the 20th century. The tour launches in April and it will run between 3 and 5 times per week. Tickets cost £20 for adults and £8.50 for children."
City Hall won't be getting an easy ride over plans to move a meet-up spot for bikers after a bid to stop any changes gained the support of more than 1,200 people. Critics are going hell for leather against the proposals to relocate the facility next to Norwich Market, which has served as a destination for motorbike riders for decades. Norwich City Council's currently considering what changes can be made to the facility as part of a wider revamp of the market area. It said respondents to a survey about the site revealed there were tensions over its current use as a bike park, with people complaining about noise and antisocial behaviour. But the claims have revved up frustrations among the biker community, who worry their weekend trips to the city for a meet with fellow enthusiasts for a portion of chips from the market could be under threat. They also say the council has not spoken to many bikers about the potential move and have called the consultation about the changes flawed. Anna Wright, who started the petition, said, "The Norwich Motorbike Park is not just a parking space. It's a vital part of the city infrastructure that supports local commuters, shop owners and businesses."
A plaque dedicated to a Norwich businessman and philanthropist is to be unveiled later this month. The commemorative sign dedicated to Louis Marchese has been completed and is set to be fitted to Cinema City on St Andrew Street and revealed on March the 14th at midday. Louis Marchese was the founder of the Round Table Great Britain and Ireland, a charitable organisation for young men set up in Norwich in 1927. Des Fulcher, who has been helping to organise the event, said, It has been almost 10 years of hard work to get approval, and it feels important and special to recognise Louis Marchese on that building. It will be a permanent reminder and reference for our organisation worldwide. Marchese died at his home in Norwich in 1968 and is buried in the Earlham Road Cemetery in Norwich.
A once pioneering school built by Norfolk's Mustard Dynasty is on the market. The former Carrow Hill School, based on the Norwich Street of the same name, is up for sale with a guide price of £800,000 to £850,000. Built in 1864 near Coleman's Mustard Factory for its workforce's children, the school stands as a reminder of the welfare standards embraced primarily by Jeremiah James Coleman, known as JJ, and his wife Carolyn Cousins Hardy. The company built the institution years before compulsory education was introduced. The school closed in 1919 and the pupils went to Lakenham County School on City Road, which opened on Armistice Day with members of the Coleman family present. The school site is also home to a plaque dedicated to the first civilian casualties to die in Norwich by enemy action during the Second World War. Five women died when German bombs fell on July the 9th, 1940, during an early raid prior to the Baedeker raids of 1942. All of the women were employees of J&J Coleman. The old school was most recently used as offices for Norwich insurance brokers Hugh J. Boswell.
That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and two more features. But for now, it's goodbye from both Phil Harrison and me, Elaine Smith. Goodbye.